sanctions. The use of sanctions is one of the biggest foreign policy blunders in the history of the USA. And the USA has made more than its share of foreign policy mistakes. It seems that the principal foreign policy goal of the U.S. government for the last several years has been defense of the petrodollar. Ask Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi. The principal effect of sanctions has been to create a strong incentive for countries to abandon the petrodollar. You'd think that the powers that be would eventually learn that any kind of rude and pushy behavior nearly always has the opposite of the desired effect. Government sets up a program and budgets a certain amount for the enforcement of that program. But the people resist. And the people have no fixed budget. And they have a lot more resources than the government. They especially have a lot more discretionary resources than the government. The government is always overpromised and overscheduled. The people set their priorities on a moment-to-moment basis. The whole mood and actions of a society can change much more rapidly than the government can cope. If the people want something enough, government can't stop them from getting it. The United States government has very limited resources compared to the resources of the people of the world. The use of sanctions to enforce nuclear prohibition creates a devil's mix of two disastrous foreign policy blunders that is costing the U.S. its reputation as one of the most honest and responsible governments on our planet. In reality, honest and responsible government will remain an oxymoron as long as the world is governed by authoritarian force. Drug prohibition has created a bunch of toxic drug cartels. Nuclear prohibition is set to create a bunch of toxic nuclear cartels. Drug gangs are bad, but nuclear gangs are worse. Until we learn to say no to the capricious use of violence by governments, we will continue to live in a violent and corrupt world. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.